Morning, Renew, on this lovely, as you can see, 21st day of Elul. I too, with my wife, new members to the family here at Renew, so if you come along to the information night a little bit later, you too may end up coming up the front here, which we would love to see. So as Kylie indicated, maybe even Riley lamented several weeks back, we're presenting a Hebrew moment and not a Hebrew thesis. So please forgive me up front for any of the major omissions or mistakes that I make throughout this discussion here for not being peer reviewed. My initial intention was to either do something lighthearted or uplifting. Alternately, talking to Andrew, he said maybe do something random, and I thought, an example of Old Testament cosmic warfare perhaps, going back to Elisha and the two bears in 2 Kings 2. Crazy story, but there's a lot more to it. And as I prayed and reflected more about it all, I couldn't shake one concept, Hebrew word, that kept intruding into my thoughts. And it wasn't until the events of the last few days that I started to better understand why. The topic will be very familiar to you all as it undergirds our daily Christian walk. And I'm talking about wisdom. So we have a definition. Our English idea of wisdom doesn't map precisely back to Hebrew, which expresses wisdom through several different words. The two that inform what I'm sharing today are chokmah and sakal. There's a few different meanings to wisdom. It's a fairly broadly encompassing concept, as you'll see up there. Chokmah often refers to something foundational, a depth of wisdom tied to an intimate relationship with God that is the source of its outworking. Sakal places more of an emphasis on practical insight, prompting prudent action and resulting in a successful or prosperous outcome. Now, God clearly considers wisdom to be important, as several books in the Protestant canon revolve around it, most notably Proverbs, but also Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs, Psalms, and Job. And those of you who have a Catholic or Orthodox Bible might find a couple of extras in there, the Book of Wisdom and Sirach. Now, sticking with Proverbs, where chokmah is referenced over 40 times, we see a number of verses where wisdom is personified. Yes, as a lady. Let's take verse 5 from Proverbs 9. Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Does that remind you of anyone? Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. The Old Testament is replete with instances of messianic foreshadowing via various motifs that use wisdom as a signpost to guide the Jewish people's recognition of the Anointed One when he came. There's a couple of well-known verses there from Isaiah. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Isaiah 52:13, behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up. It is with this history and the Spirit's inspiration that the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Corinthians, for Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. To the Colossians, talking of Jesus, in whom are hidden all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Those of us who follow Jesus should walk in his footsteps, knowing our conduct is a witness to others. This was the plan for the Jews, as Deuteronomy tells us in chapter 4, verse 6. You'll see there, he says, keep them and do them. That's the statutes and commandments of the Lord, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who then, when they hear all these statutes, will say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And it is in no way diminished for us today, as James points out. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. So how do we get wisdom? As Ecclesiastes 1 tells us, there is nothing new under the sun. Don't be like Eve, who, seeing a seductive shortcut, was tricked into seeking instant gratification. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her and ate. Instead of that, rather look to Jesus, wisdom, how he responded to the serpent's similar preferment of instant gratification in the wilderness temptations. Remember too, in Psalms, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. James has perhaps the most important thing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. You could also read Proverbs. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight. A high profile, bold, young follower of Jesus was martyred several days ago. And it reminded me sharply that we never know when the trumpet will sound on our own time here. And we are called to give account, as Andrew has been reminding us. So in this time of Heshbon HaNefesh, accounting of the soul, please let's ask ourselves three questions. Am I growing in wisdom? What does my conduct say to a watching world? Have my choices been foolish or wise, preferring the obtaining of wisdom over earthly treasures? And I'd like to leave off with three gems from another faithful martyr, Ecuadorian missionary Jim Elliot. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Wherever you are, be all there. Live to the hilt every situation you believe to be the will of God. And finally, when the time comes to die, make sure that all you have to do is die.